Epithalamium with Paper Bell. I was there on the day my mother married. I've seen photographs of her in her borrowed dress, bodice of a taller friend wrinkled at her waist, slack satin pooling at her feet. Her forehead shines above a startled smile, and my sudden stepfather, in a rented tux of powder blue, just looks glad. There I am, too, tucked between them on my final day of being 5 years old. I don't remember the ceremony or the reception, the kind I'd later love when my mother's younger brothers wed their first or second wives at the Elks Club or the VFW, center of the room cleared for a dance floor, tables pushed to the walls and spread with crockpots of cabbage rolls, Spam salad spooned into hot dog buns, beer bottles and ashtrays, uncles with their sleeves rolled up, red wings buffed of mud. When they weren't twirling girlfriends with spaghetti straps and long, long hair, pulling them close for the slow tunes, they lifted me into their arms so I could hug their whiskered necks. There'd have been a DJ and gallons of milk mixed with Kahlua, a dollar dance, man after man paying to twirl my mother a little, money for the honeymoon, one night in a cabin at Portage Lake, then back to the shoe factory. But I only remember the paper bell I found taped to a table that night. Miracle, the way I could close its feathers so easily, conceal the whole voluminous thing between two half bells of card, then open it as swiftly as lungs can fill with breath. Like hands that part to reveal what I'd wished for bent at the bedside, what I'd seen in my head and whispered into the dark. I could almost have believed I heard it ringing, that tissue bell, marvelous flat nothing come to song. I kept it a long time, precious. And then I guess I lost it. I guess we all did.